A species of albatross that at one time was thought to be extinct is slowly making a comeback with a little help. KDLG's Mike Mason has the story.
Historically, the short-tailed albatross was the most abundant species of albatross in the North Pacific. However, the population crashed, and in 1949, the species was thought to be extinct. That turned out to be premature thinking because the short-tailed albatross has slowly recovered. The species is apparently growing by 7% a year with a current population estimate of 2,500 birds. The short-tailed albatross breeds exclusively in islands of Japan, but they spend a great deal of time foraging in waters off Alaska. While the species is slowly recovering, only two of the 14 historical breeding islands are currently occupied. Additionally, an estimated 85% of the population nests on an unstable slope on a volcanic island that has erupted three times over the past 100 years. The other breeding colony is in the Shinkaku Islands just north of Taiwan. Three different nations claim those islands, and there have been no visits by research biologists in the past 5 years. With those factors in mind, a project was started last year to set up another short-tailed albatross breeding colony on a stable, historic site that, if successful, could be a step towards taking the species off the endangered species list. It's part of established Japanese territory and is volcanically inactive. The method used to try and establish the new colony was to take 10 albatross chicks from an existing colony in February of last year and move them to the new island. One of the principals in the project was Robert Surian with Oregon State University. During a recent science symposium, he confirmed that the chicks were hand-reared and released with the hope that they will return to start the new colony.
These birds are being removed from the colony at one month old. So they've at least had, during the egg stage, they're hearing vocalizations from the adults, albatrosses, they talk to their eggs. And also they've seen the stimuli for the first month of hearing short-tailed albatross vocalizations, seeing pairs involved in courtship. And so we did see these young chicks prior to fledging exhibiting courtship displays too, just like you'd see on a colony. So hopefully that's enough. We'll find out.
The observations from the project confirmed that the hand-reared birds were heavier, had longer wings, and fledged earlier than chicks studied in the wild. The study featured satellite transmitters to monitor five of the chicks once they were released, and Surian noted that only one of the birds ultimately died.
The four birds that did survive and migrate from each group, in red Torishima and yellow Mukojima, they overall showed roughly similar migration patterns, but there were some subtle differences that we will investigate with more larger sample sizes in future years.
Another interesting observation was the differences in the habitat used by the hand-reared birds and the control group of birds that were observed in the wild.
The Mukojima birds spent more time over the shelf regions and compared to Torishima birds, and then they also spent less time in oceanic regions compared to the Torishima birds. But the interesting comparison here is that this distribution is very different than adults, which spend much more time over the shelf break and slope regions compared to the shelf and oceanic. The young birds spend far more time in the western Bering Sea and up onto the Bering Sea shelf, and then also in the eastern North Pacific.
The effort to establish the new short-tailed albatross breeding colony on Mukojima Island is scheduled to continue for the next 5 years, or until 100 chicks are relocated. A determination on the success of the project could be years away, because the released birds won't begin returning to the colony for at least 3 to 4 years, and they won't start breeding until 6 to 8 years. The short-tailed albatross relocation project was international in flavor, with researchers from the Yamashina Institute for Ornithology, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and Oregon State University. If the project turns out to be successful, it would be the first time in history that humans have helped establish a new albatross colony. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.